Tampa Bay's morning crew.
Well, it's Military Monday. We like to honor a person in our military that's in our community right now. We have Chandler on the phone. Good morning, Chandler. How are you?
Morning. Good. How are y'all doing?
We're good. Now, we understand that you actually are in the military as well, right?
I am.
And where do you serve?
I'm in the Air Force here at McDill, so.
Oh, fantastic. All right, so who are you nominating today?
I'm nominating my girlfriend, Amanda Houston.
Amanda Houston. And is she also in the Air Force?
She is.
All right, great. And what does she do in the Air Force?
She's a vehicle mechanic, or maintenance, I guess.
Nice. And do you both live in Tampa?
We do. Over in Clearwater. Or not Clearwater. Close to there. Yeah, sure.
You live in the Tampa Bay area.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, it's really sweet that you're honoring her in this way. And we want to say thank you not only to Amanda, but also to you for all that you do at McDill each and every day. A lot of the times you guys do not get a lot of gratitude and thanks, which I know you guys aren't looking for it, but we want to give that to you and honor you in that way. So thank you so much for what you guys do.
Hey, I appreciate it. We really do.
Yeah, and you know what? You're scoring a lot of points with a girlfriend. Way to go, Chandler.
Yes, smart man.
Oh, yeah, she's always doing everything for not even herself, but making sure others come first. So I really appreciate her.
So she sounds like a very selfless person, which is a great quality to have in a girlfriend.
Definitely.
And she's a vehicle mechanic.
Yes.
So that's an also great quality to have in a girlfriend.
Absolutely.
Right, Chandler?
Yeah, you don't find that too often.
That's true, man.
You have to lock that one down, Chandler. No pressure.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Always trying to.
All right. Hey, well, listen, man, you have a great day. And thanks so much for nominating. And thank you for your service.
Hey, thank you. I'll have a good one as well.
You too. Listen, if you want to nominate someone for Military Monday or First Responder Friday, you can do it right now at 995QYK.com. Your 715 second date update coming up for you in less than 10 minutes.
It's JR and Melanie's second date update on 995QYK.
All right, let's get into it right now. 715 second date update right now. It's JR and Melanie at 995QYK. Melanie, who do we got today?
We have Christina. Christina reached out to us on Instagram after meeting a guy out on Clearwater Beach a couple weeks ago.
Really? Before it was closed?
Before it was closed.
Okay, I guess that's illegal. All right,
back
go ahead.
In the day when we could have social interaction with each other. And now she wants to know why he isn't returning her messages. And not even just that, but why he has now blocked her on Instagram.
Whoa.
Yes, he's taking it a step further.
All right. Well, let's get her on the phone right now. Christina, good morning.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Well, we're glad to hear from you. We're going to see if we can kind of help you out with this. So give us kind of the genesis of all this, of how it started, how you guys met, how that day went, and then how we got to him blocking you.
Okay, so we were all at the beach. Everyone's hanging out. I met Dave, and, like, he's with his friends, and I'm with mine. And it was just really chill. So, like, we all went out to drink, and everyone was really into each other. And, like, we exchanged messages on Instagram after that, and we'd just been talking and whatever. But then suddenly I ask him if he wants to, like, hang out again, and he's been watching my stories, so it's, like, not like a random question, and he's just like, LOL, that's it, like no other information. So I write him back like ? And he's never spoke to me again. And then worse, a couple days later, he just blocked me. So I have absolutely no idea what went wrong. If he doesn't want to date me, no problem, but at least have like the decency to just tell me what I did so I could just have like a little bit of closure, you know? So I'm just like a little annoyed about the whole thing.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that would be annoying. I mean, you really want to know this that bad, huh? I mean, versus being like, yeah, whatever, dude. Like, it's bothering you that much?
Yeah, there was just like a lot of chemistry there. Everything was cool. And it just went from like all of this attention and watching all of my stories to just blocking me, which is so like, you know, like aggressive.
I think that is aggressive, and you must have done something, I don't know, I would feel like pretty wrong for someone to block you. That's such an extreme measure.
Or he has a girlfriend.
Ooh. Yeah. Ooh, did you think of that, Christina? Maybe he has a girlfriend.
He definitely didn't act like he did, so I don't know.
I mean, I wouldn't know anything about this. I'm just saying, I've heard stories like
speaking
this.
Speaking from experience,
Green Magazine.
Maybe.
No, never, 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 never.
Right.
Well, listen, let's do this, Christina. We're going to try to call Dave and get some answers for you. Can you hang on?
Okay, thank you.
Well, this is an interesting one. 7:15, second date update right now. It's Tampa Bay's morning crew, JR and Melanie on 99.5 QYK. Christina reached out to us because she has not heard back from Dave.
Yeah, and Dave took it a step further and blocked her on Instagram. Even though Christina said that they had a really great time and she met his friends and everything else.
He did the unthinkable.
You have to do something really messed up to get blocked. That is extreme.
All right, we're going to see what she did or what she didn't do or what he's hiding. Right now, we're going to try to call Dave.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. Is this Dave?
Yeah.
Hi, Dave. This is JR and Melanie from 99.5 QYK. How are you?
I'm fine.
I know it's kind of a random call. We want to see if we can talk to you on the air for a second, just for a few minutes. We had some questions for you, actually about a girl in your life.
Do you have a girl in your life? Do you have girls in your life?
I mean, listen, I'm not going to say I don't.
That's awesome.
Wow. Okay. Awesome.
You better listen, Melanie.
Play is going to play. Yeah. Okay, but Dave, we want to talk to you about a girl that you met on the beach, Christina.
What?
Christina that you met?
Yeah, I guess you guys were friends on Instagram.
Oh. I'm sorry.
All right, listen, here's the deal. Real quick, Dave. You blocked a girl. Did you block a girl named Christina off your Instagram?
Yeah, actually, I did.
Okay, so we kind of want to know why you did that.
Why?
Yeah.
Well, let me see. Because she's a freak.
Ooh. She's a freak? Like in a good way or a bad way?
No. Like in a bad way.
Okay.
Like, yeah, I mean, she's out there partying with, and people are dying.
But hold on, Dave. You guys met when you guys were partying on the beach. Are you saying, like, since they've been closing beaches, she's still partying?
Yeah, this is a time to stay inside. I don't care what you say. I don't care who you are or how cool you are or what you do. You need to be inside and self-isolate.
So how do you know that she's out partying and stuff?
Because I saw on her Instagram.
Well, remember, she actually even told us that he was watching her stories.
Right, watching her stories. Okay.
Well, listen, Dave, I have something to tell you. Right now, she's not partying. She's actually on the phone with us, and I want to bring her back on. I mean, I'm guessing that just really turned you off, and you don't want to be around someone who's exposing themselves.
No.
Christina?
Hi, Dave. Don't worry. You can't get the virus over the phone.
Sure. Yeah. See, nice attitude. You see that? Nice attitude.
Yeah.
That's real nice.
Yeah, because first of all, I don't know where you got this idea that I'm doing some kind of really terrible thing, breaking some rule or whatever. I'm not doing anything wrong. I met you on the beach. We were joking about social distancing the whole time, but respecting it at the same time. So I don't know what you saw on social media that, I have friends and that everyone's over and we're drinking and all that. And we've been following all those guidelines that Trump was talking about. So I just feel like this is
Trump. Trump doesn't. Okay, first of all, there's your second mistake. Trump following what Trump is saying.
I don't want to get into a political fight.
Yeah, let's not go politics.
All right. I'm just saying, like I did nothing wrong for you to just be like, LOL. Like, just because you watched a couple of seconds on Insta stories doesn't mean you know who I am.
Just because I watched a couple of seconds of you downing full beers in one go, and I know a lot.
Drinking beer have to do with social distancing? Like, what does that have to do with that?
So basically what you're saying, Dave, is you just kind of got disgusted with how she was not taking these warnings and these closures of the beaches seriously.
Yeah.
Okay.
Christina, do you feel like you've been following the guidelines that the president and everybody else has put out?
I even told him about the guidelines that day when we met. I've been posting them on my Instagram. He's just being a jerk, and I just don't understand why.
This is all one big act, and you guys are buying it because we're on the radio. Now that we're on the radio. But if you go to her Instagram, and you'll see she ain't doing nothing. Partying with her friends. She doesn't care. She gets corona. This is all a big act. And you guys are falling for it.
Well, I'm not falling for anything, really, but I appreciate that. What I will ask you, Dave, is I'm just going to assume that you are not willing to...
unblock Christina?
Or...
No.
Okay.
No, thanks.
All right. Well, Christina, now you know why Dave's not getting back to you. apparently perception is everything with him, and that's how he's feeling. But we hope you're being careful,
yeah,
Christina.
Yeah.
You really are. I mean, we're not going to judge you. I haven't seen your Instagram. Dave, continue to be careful as well. We wish you both luck, and have a good day.
All right, thanks.
All right, see you guys. Dave's a little rigid. I mean, really rigid. Now, I understand the social distancing thing, but it is rigid. Now, I also know that it annoys you.
Is it rigid?
I also know that it annoys you to see people on Instagram not doing social distancing or being out and partying.
Oh, it totally does. And I know I'm not usually one to judge, but it is really hard to go through Instagram stories and see people going about their lives as if nothing is happening right now. I just find it so extremely selfish. It is definitely a hot button for me right now.
All right, would this be a deal breaker for you? That's what you want to know. 800-992-1099. 800-992-1099. Here's Zach Brown. Here and now, Kenny Chesney, Tampa Bay's morning crew, JR and Melanie at 99.5 QYK. Just had our 7:15 second date update. Dave and Christina will not be going out on another date for this reason.
Well, he said that she was partying too much during the outbreak and that she wasn't practicing social distancing. Obviously, they didn't agree on politics either, so that didn't help the situation.
Not at all. When that got brought in, I went, awkward. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, apparently, but the thing is, they met on the beach. They met partying a few weeks ago before the beaches were closed, and then now when they have been closed, he's seen some videos online where he's like, "Why on her Instagram, like, what are you doing?
Right. What's your problem?" She keeps saying that no, that she is practicing social distancing and doing everything right, that she's being responsible.
Right.
So I don't know whose side to believe, honestly.
All right, we got Jeff on the phone in Pasco County. Jeff, is this a deal breaker for you?
Wow. No, it's not a deal breaker for me. I think she dodged the bullet. The guy is a wacko liberal cupcake that is clueless. As far as the girl partying and all of that, I did it all weekend, and I'm responsible very much. We maintained a 6-foot distance with my neighbors and, you know, all of that. And everybody had a great time, but we all kept our distance, made sure, you know, there was no touching a lot of things in common or anything. And everybody had fun, and we felt we were being very responsible.
Yeah, I think so, too.
If they were doing that out on the beach, I don't see a problem with that.
I did think Dave kind of showed maybe a little bit of a controlling side on that one.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Yeah. Melanie, where are you at on this?
Oh, yeah. Well, Dave, I mean, I agree with you that she dodged a bullet, but I will say I don't think she's partying as responsible as you and your friends were this weekend. It sounds like she was kind of just going about everything like normal.
Yeah, well, I didn't see the videos or anything. I just heard that they were saying that they were socially distancing or whatever. I was maybe, you know, I don't know what was going on, but based on what I heard, I think she was all right.
All right. I appreciate you calling, man. You have a great day.
Yeah, thank you.
You do the same, and thank you for what you're doing.
No, thank you for listening. We appreciate you. Yeah, if you missed it, it'll be up on our podcast later at 995QYK.com. I thought Dave was a little rigid. I don't think that disobeying the rules is okay. If she was. But like, why
then
not?
He was a little harsh.
But why not respond to her now? Why be so aggressive to block her on Instagram and make it weird?
You know what? Maybe he doesn't have time for it. Maybe he's discovered during all of this that he just is done with people and he blocked them. And
that's a funny thing, too. Like, you think about dating life right now, it's gone downhill. And I actually got from a dating site that I'm on, I got a letter from them saying, not a letter, but, you know, an email saying, hey, we encourage you.
Did a pigeon bring it? It was a letter.
Yeah, right? We encourage you to have FaceTime dates. Right now,
really?
And stay away. Yeah, I got a memo from it on one of these that says, yeah, we encourage you not to have face-to-face
have
dates.
Have you noticed activity going up?
Absolutely.
Because people are stuck inside, so you would think that, yeah, a lot more people are on the dating app.
And some people even put on their quarantine, started Bumble, or whatever it was. So it was pretty funny. All right, coming up, not all bad things have come from this quarantine, and we're going to focus on those after Dustin Lynch riding roads on 99.5 QYK. Tampa Bay's morning crew, JR and Melanie, 99.5 QYK. Thanks for waking up with us every single day and being part of your day. We enjoy that and make that, it's an honor for us, really, to be part of your day. All right, so quarantine, staying inside, social distancing, all being encouraged. Not all bad things. I mean, it can be boring at times.
Yeah.
But what is something positive that you've brought from being quarantined?
So many things. One of them is just spending time with my husband.
Okay.
Before all of this went down, we would never do workouts together at home in our living room. But now that the gyms are closed and we're being forced to do our workouts at home, I'll pull up an app on the iPad and then we picked up some free weights a while ago at Target. And now we just do the little workouts in the living room. And so, we would have never done that before.
So when the social distancing and coronavirus goes away, you think you will continue to do couples workouts?
I would like to. Not every single day, but it's fun to do workouts together with him.
And compete against each other?
Oh, absolutely.
Love that.
I mean, he kills me in the push-ups. It's not even a competition.
Well, it is what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's fun. Is there something positive that's come out of it for you?
A lot of laundry. Normally wouldn't do it this often, but definitely do it now. Just have been sitting there going, these clothes are piling up and I got nothing else to do, so might as well. Because I'm not a big laundry person, so I'm like, all right, great. Like, I'll do it when it's like overflowing and I'm now doing mix match socks and all that stuff. But now I'm on my game.
I love that a pandemic had to happen for you to start doing laundry.
Ladies and gentlemen, good things are coming out of this.
Yeah.
We appreciate it. All right, what is something that you want to continue despite when all this coronavirus is over and the pandemic is over? What is something that you've seen since it happened and what you want to stay? All right, 800-992-1099, 800-992-1099.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Country music. Oh, if you only knew the karaoke that was going on in here when those songs are playing, right, Mel?
Yeah, let's just say they're lucky they don't have to hear it.
Easy. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, JR and Melanie, 99.5 QYK.
I'm kidding. It was great hearing you scream, Chris Young.
Don't talk to Kevin like that. All right, so check it out. We are talking about things that are happening or things you're discovering about your life in quarantine or during social distancing that actually should stick around when this is all over and when this is behind us.
Yeah.
Good things that have come from this. Ashley, what do you got for us?
For me, I've actually watched less TV and have spent more time with my dog.
Okay. Me as well.
I spent time with my dogs before I'd watch TV and they'd come over and like want me to pet them. Like, you know, I'm kind of busy. Like, I'm just like chilling, don't want to be by myself. And now I'm like, no, I'm just going to go and pay attention to them and that's it. Like, that's all that they want, you know?
You're like, oh my gosh, I didn't realize I had a dog. This is great.
I do vacuum my floors more now. I'm like, golly.
See?
Like, I just vacuumed them like yesterday.
Yeah. See, all kinds. I hung blinds this weekend for crying out loud. It was home improvements, DIYs.
Home improvement is on the rise right now.
We are doing that too. My husband's not too happy about that, but...
Hey, he's got plenty of time.
Exactly.
All right, you have a great day. Thanks for calling.
You too.
Good morning. Ken, what's going on?
Hey, good morning, JR. What's going on, buddy?
Not too much. All right, Ken, so what is something that has come from this quarantine and this social distancing that you want to stay?
Cooking at home with the family. That is just awesome.
Have you always been interested in cooking, or you just have now more time to do it?
Just more time to do it. I mean, usually there's some allowances here and there, but yeah, I think it's bringing families closer together.
Yes.
And actually sitting down having meals at the table.
Yeah. What a concept. Because everybody's always so busy, right?
That warms my heart. I love hearing that more and more families are spending quality time together. That's great.
We even sat down and played a board game yesterday.
Wow.
And that's like never happened.
My parents FaceTimed me the other day. They're like, yeah, we're doing Scrabble. I go, wow, things have really slowed down over the hour. All right. Well, Ken, what's your go-to dish, man? What's your specialty?
My wife's Italian. She likes to make a pot of gravy.
I love it, man. I love it.
Yeah.
All right, well, listen, Ken, you have a great day. Appreciate you calling.
You too, guys. Thanks much.
Hey, how is the guitar going, by the way? You've been learning the guitar during this time.
It's going.
It's going?
Yeah.
Are you going to sing for us? Are you going to play on the air for us?
Whoa.
Well, let's set something
up.
Can you promise us by Friday that you'll have it down? Have some song down?
Yes, by Friday, yes.
Friday, Homecoming Queen, live on the show, you playing and singing.
Oh, live?
Live on the show. When do you want to do it?
After the show? I'm so nervous.
Can you commit to this?
Yes, I'll do it. But
you hear, Kevin, you hearing this?
I heard it.
All right, but, committed. Friday.
Okay. Just keep in mind, this is my first time ever playing the guitar.
Listen, this is
a new quarantine hobby that I've picked up.
I know, and we may put you back in quarantine if it's not very good. That's another thing. Something to think about. No, just kidding. Hey, thanks for having us on. Hopefully you are doing okay today. We are here with you. We love being a part of the community and being a part of your morning. Kevin Bay's Morning Crew, JR and Melanie on 995 QIK. She walks up.
Now, it's time for Melanie's Music Minute on 99.5 QIK.
Garth Brooks fans, you guys are in for a treat. The singer will be playing a free concert tonight on Facebook, and his wife, Trisha Yearwood, will be joining him. He posted to his Facebook page saying, "The Queen and I are playing your requests during hashtag Studio G. Post your song requests below, and let's let music connect us during this disconnected time." So if you want to get a request in to Garth Brooks himself, you can right now on his Facebook page, and then he could perform one of your favorite songs.
Yeah, so it's going to be
cool.
Good.
That all these that artists are doing this. Yeah, exactly. Going from Garth Brooks to a newer country artist, Morgan Wallen. He is jumping on the bandwagon. He will be doing a concert and a Q&A live tonight at 7 p.m. on his Instagram and Facebook. So at the same time, so you're going to have to decide who you're going to want to watch or maybe switch back and forth between Morgan Wallen and Garth Brooks. An absolute legend passed away on Friday, Kenny Rogers, whose music career spanned six decades. He passed away at the age of 81 on Friday night of natural causes. Celebrities were posting all weekend long these beautiful tributes. Jason Aldean said, "The first concert I ever attended was his, and it forever changed my life." Carrie Underwood, she shared a lot of photos that she had with him and said, "Country music has lost one of its pillars. Sing with the angels and talk to God, Kenny. Bless you for being a part of so many lives." So many other celebrities, Dolly Parton, Lionel Richie, Reba McEntire, Blake Shelton, all took to their social media accounts to share their condolences to his family and all the positive memories that they have with him.
I mean, this guy was country royalty, and he always will be.
Absolutely. So in honor of Kenny Rogers, we'd like to play a little bit of one of his most famous songs. You got to know when to
hold up. Everybody!
Know when to fold up. Know when to walk away, know when to run. You never count your money. When you're sitting at the table, there'll be time enough to count when the deal is done.
Yeah, Kenny, man. So many great, great songs he's left us with. I love it.
Yeah, more information and all of the latest country news is up on our website, 99.5QIK.com.
All right, coming up at 8:25, there's something that's been going on in the studio, and it's a contest that we are now doing between the three of us. It's going to be interesting, especially
and
Kevin's.
Embarrassing.
Yes.
And embarrassing.
8:25, we'll do it. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, JR and Melanie, 99.5QYK. We got Kevin in here as well. So we were talking about this Rita Olson rap video.
Yeah.
Or Wilson. Have you met Rita Olson, though? Because she's a sweetheart.
Is she another Olson twin? Yeah,
that's a triplet. It's a triplet you don't know about. Anyway, so Rita Wilson is Tom Hanks' wife, and they're quarantined in Australia, as you've probably heard. And she did a little rap video, Down with OPP by Naughty by Nature. Here it is.
You said, "I know you, Mr. OPP man. The OPP man went on to see me, man. You should have known that when I hit it a step, that I was with it a bit, not to consider the ref. Heck, I did your partner because she's hot as a baker, because I'm naughty by nature, not because I hate you."
It's really good.
"Of a pot that spreads a pot, and you forgot that I forgive when you had a spot. You try to act like something."
We're all getting it on the end of this.
"Even though my name's graffiti written on your kitten, I love black women always, and disrespect ain't the way, and that's a family today.
Hip-hop, hooray!
Oh man, are we white? So check it out. So,
for real, that was like the whitest of the whites right there.
Rita Wilson, and by the way, if you're going to be trapped in a room, Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson would be fantastic.
It would be fun.
A great outlook on everything because they've just been quarantined. All right, so we got to thinking. Actually, Melanie started spouting off a little bit, saying, "I could rap that song. I'd be rapping this song. I'd be rapping Super Bass by Nicki Minaj."
Well, I think that everybody has a hidden rap song that they like to rap along to when they're in the car or the shower. And so I started asking you guys, and you have one too.
All right. Well, the challenge was thrown down, so you're going to kick it off. Are you ready?
Oh, I have to go first.
Of course. You're the one talking like you can do this. So, in the style of Nicki Minaj, Super Bass. Make sure you keep it clean.
Okay. Yeah.
Are you ready? Well, the kids are at home homeschooled right now. Here we go. Ready,
so
set,
bad.
Go. Oh, man.
Uh-oh.
We should have been filming this.
This one is for the boys with the booming system. Top down AC with the coolest system. When they come up in the club, he be blazing up. Got stacks on deck like he's saving up. And he ill, he real, he might got a deal. He pop bottles and he got the right kind of bill. He cold, he dope, he might sell. He always in the air, but he never fly. Coach, he a trip trip, say love the ship ship. That's the something, kiss him on the lip. That's the kind of dude I was looking for. And yes, you'll get, if you looking, excuse me, you're a heck of a guy. I mean, my, like Pelican Fly. I mean, you're so shy,
what
and I'm loving
happening?
Your type. You like slicker than the guy with a thing on his eye. Yes, I did. Yes, I did. Somebody please tell him who the F.I. is. I am Nicki Minaj. I'm back to do something. Back to something. And chug the deuce up.
Oh, my God.
There's no way we're beating that.
No, not at all. I don't think that's happening.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
Dude, we got a sleeper on our hands right here.
She's like,
yeah, I mean, I know it. And then all of a sudden, we didn't realize you performed on the weekends. I mean, that's unreal.
Everybody raps that song in the car. Come on.
Kevin had never heard of it.
I never heard it.
You've never heard Super Bass by Nicki Minaj? Come on.
Like pop music.
This is one that
pop.
This is one that everybody knows, I think. Here we go.
This is your pick.
This is all I got.
VIP. Let's kick it. JR in the house.
All right, stop. Collaborate and listen. Ice is back with a brand new invention. Something grabs a hold of me tightly. Float like a harpoon daily and nightly. Will it ever stop? Yo, I don't know. Turn off the lights and I'll glow. To the extreme, I'm rocking mic like a vandal. Light up the stage and watch the champ like a candle. Dance. Don't rush the speaker that booms. I'm killing your brain like rodent is mushrooms. Deadly when I braid, dope melody. Anything less than a bank for the felony. Love it or leave it. You better gain weight. Your better hit bullseyes. Get on a play. If there's a problem, yo, oh, I'm way ahead of it. And DJ Murphy calls it.
Yes!
Ice baby.
Ain't no Nicki Minaj. Ain't no Melanie Nicki Minaj.
I know, seriously.
I will tell you this. Now, we asked Kevin, do you think you can rap a song for us? Because, you know, Kevin, I wouldn't say that you're a guy that listens to rap a lot,
no,
right?
I do not at all.
Well, he...
I mean, literally not at all.
By the way, that was horrible. You win so far, Melanie. I just want to let you know that this is great. Kevin picked the most hardcore rap out of all three of us.
And we went,
well, you're going to sing what?
Yeah, we were like, do you know a rap song? Kevin's totally thinking that he didn't know one. He's like, oh, yeah, this one.
Yeah,
we're all shocked.
And we go, you really want to do that? He goes, yeah, but I got to change some of the words. I go, yes, you do.
Yes, I do.
You're going to hear that next. Oh, yes. Kevin Bass Morning Crew, JR Melanie, 995 QYK, Kevin here as well. So Melanie absolutely shocked the house this morning by rapping Nicki Minaj's Super Bass.
I blacked out. I don't know what happened.
It was fantastic.
It was awesome.
This all stems from a video that Rita Wilson, Tom Hanks' wife, put up on her Instagram as she's being quarantined in Australia singing Naughty by Nature's Down with OPP. Right?
Yes. And now it's gone viral. Everyone was like, wow, I didn't know Rita had rap skills.
And Melanie goes, everybody has that one rap song. And so I said, I think I know Ice Ice Baby. Totally butchered it. and then Melanie goes in, and Kevin and I are looking at each other going, what are you doing in your free time? Forget learning Homecoming Queen on the guitar. Keep the raps coming, Melanie.
Seriously.
You got real hood real quick on us.
Well, I did work at a hip-hop station for a while.
Yeah. No, you live downtown St. Pete, don't you? That
yes,
rough part
did.
Down there. All right. Check it out. We asked Kevin, what's the song that you rap? And he picked probably the hardest core rap song that we know.
Oh,
maybe
sure.
One of them that we can play, at least. Gin and Juice by Snoop Dogg. And by the way, what's funny is we go, hey, what's a song that you, do you know a lot of rap songs? He goes, no. He goes, I can do like one. We're like, what song? Thinking what maybe it could be anything, right?
Yeah.
He goes, Gin and Juice, Snoop Dogg.
I don't know why. I've always liked that song.
Your street cred just went way up in my book, Kevin.
Well, hold wait on. Till you hear this.
Hold on.
Yeah, well, it could go down. I said it went up, but there's always, you know, the opposite.
Hey, it's about to happen.
Are you ready, Kevin?
I think so.
Here we go, Kevin, Gin and Juice, Snoop Dogg, right now. Oh my goodness.
Yes.
I just see you in a lowrider right now, cruising down, hound out the window. What's happening?
Wow.
Isn't this great?
He's already feeling the beat. You see that head bob?
I think everyone's feeling the beat. How can you not just bop a little bit to this?
Well, it could go away here.
Here we go. With so much drama in the LBC, it's kind of hard being Snoop D-O-double-G. But I somehow, some way, keep coming up with funky.
What?
Like every single day.
Hey!
May I kick a little something for the G's and make a few ends as I breeze through 2 a.m. and the party's still chumming because my mama ain't home. I got some in the living room getting it on and they ain't leaving till 6 a.m. So what you gonna do? I got a pocket full of and my homeboys do too. So turn off the lights and close the door. But for what? We don't love them.
Whoa!
We gonna smoke an ounce to this. G's up while you bounce to this.
Yay! Heavy cat in the house.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Available for your parties.
Woo!
Anytime you're ready.
I started shaking at the end.
I'll tell you what, man. That's, you know what that's called? It's called a gangster lean right there.
That's right.
That is.
Wow.
Well done.
Well done, Kevin. I am impressed.
Well, I will give first place to Kevin.
Yes.
I will give second place to Melanie and
thank
third
you.
Place to me. I was absolutely horrible. If you miss Melanie's or you want to hear that again, it's going to be on our podcast, 995QYK.com. Wow, we just made QYK very hood this morning.
We did.
It was awesome. And thank you, Rita Wilson, for being in quarantine
yes.
and inspiring us. Time for Trending in Tampa Bay on 995QYK. Shara and Melanie. Melanie, what you got?
Well, more and more students in our area, unfortunately, are testing positive for COVID-19. The latest case was at USF St. Petersburg. The university sent the news out via email over the weekend. A professor at the Tampa campus also tested positive for the virus. And then on Saturday, news broke that the University of Tampa now has confirmed 5 more students who just returned from spring break tested positive, bringing the total at that university to 6 students with the virus.
Wow.
So yeah, a lot of people coming back from spring break and not feeling so well and getting tested. Tampa Mayor Jane Castor is pushing for a countywide and statewide order to keep people in their homes during the pandemic. States that have already put the mandatory order into effect are New York, California, Louisiana, and Illinois. All non-essential personnel have already been encouraged to shelter in place. I don't know. Did you get that text message this weekend?
I did get that text, yeah.
Yeah. However, it is not mandatory, but Mayor Jane Castor would like to make it mandatory. City officials will meet today to discuss it. Now, one of the things that we've seen that's a positive during the COVID-19 outbreak is how resilient our community is. I love this. A lot of local businesses, we've seen that they've had to adapt their business model. Instead of doing dine-in, they've remained open and then are doing only takeout or delivery orders. One of the businesses is a local bookshop. Tumbalo Books in St. Pete. They know that people are bored at home, so now they've changed things up a bit. They are offering curbside book pickup and are even doing home deliveries. So you can
That's
go on
cool.
their website, yeah, and then order some books, and they will deliver it. The bookshop is keeping an upbeat attitude. They posted to their website, please keep reading to keep your spirits up.
I like that a lot. That's
such a great
cool.
message, yeah. Now, if you are a local business, you're going to want to check out the new initiative that our company started, Beasley Media Group. They just offered, or they just launched this free webinar to help local businesses during this time. They are offering a class for free on crisis management, and you can register at our website, 995QIK.com.
All right, just go there and you just search crisis. Just put that word into the search box. It'll come up. It's our way of just saying, hey, we're here with you. We want to help you out. We know how important local businesses are to our economy.
Absolutely.
And the fact that we get to support them. And Melanie and I were talking about if you are doing takeout and you have a chance to do it from a local business, support them. Understand that the servers.
Tip extra.
The servers are not getting the tables they normally get, obviously, because they're not dining in. So tip, you know, on your takeout like you would if you were dining in. So
absolutely.
It'd be a great job. All right. You can get all this info and more stories at 995QYK.com.
Let the dog sound.
All right. What's going on? It is Tampa Bay's morning crew, JR and Melanie, 995QYK. And you hear that music because today is Mud Monday, brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka, Vodka for Dog People. And we got a very special dog to talk about today.
Yeah, we have Mr. from Pet Pal Animal Shelter. Mr. is a pit mix. He is so cute. He's 7 years old, 68 pounds, and he's part of the Pit Project. So because of that and his sponsor, Mister's adoption fee is only $75. They said that he is calm, grounded, will put up with pretty much anything. He doesn't let anything faze him.
He's very grounded, so he's not cocky at all, is what yeah. you're saying.
He doesn't brag about himself. No.
All right, got it. You go.
Yeah, so he's
very grounded.
He's super sweet. Well, that's what they were telling me.
I love it.
We didn't get to meet the dog today. Usually they bring him in, right. but because of everything going on right now, he wasn't able to come in. So I just had to take their word for it. They said he's just super calm, sweet, and he's looking for a forever home. You must own your home if you want to adopt him. But if you want to meet him, he's up on our Facebook page right now. His name is Mister. He would keep you company, help you pass the time during quarantine. And I'm sure that he would love to get out of the shelter. So you'd be right. doing something really great, not only for Mister, but your community as well. They're also looking for volunteers right now at the shelter. So I want to put that out there. A lot of the regular volunteers are unable to come in right now. And so if you can find it in your heart to go and help out in your community Pet Pal Animal Shelter, would love that. They are also looking for foster parents for some of these pups and kitties as well. Head over to our Facebook page right now so you can meet Mister up close and personal. 99.5 QYK.
All right, very cool. Great day with you today. So much fun hanging out. We love being a part of your morning, and especially in these times and whatnot. Thanks for making us part of that, and hopefully we give you all the info you need. We have a lot at 99.5QYK.com and Beasley Media Group, who's a family-owned company that owns our station, 99.5QYK, wants to do something pretty cool for local small business owners. And if you're one of those people, we have some resources for you.
Yeah, you can just head over to our website. They are offering a free webinar right now, and it deals with crisis management. They've got a lot of tools that a lot of the local smaller businesses don't have, and they want to offer those up free to you guys. So even if you don't own a business, if you know a small business owner that could benefit from this, head over to our website, 99.5QYK.com.
All right. Have a great day. We're JR Melanie. Lana's in next, and Chris Jansen will be on the show tomorrow at 7:30.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.